Monday's severe storms have impacted a project at a Moore High School. Tribal leaders are asking for more funding for law enforcement, and the Big 12 softball tournament begins today. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. A bond project at Moore Public Schools is now delayed after strong straight-line winds caused damage. KOCO-TV reports Monday night's powerful winds bent the steel beams that were in place for a new indoor athletic center at West Moore High School. It's possible the district may have to restart the project. Since the construction company is still over the project, the damage won't cost the school district any money. The facility was initially set to open next school year. Disagreements remain on a handful of key issues in state budget discussions. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos says lawmakers are working on the line item minutiae in their subcommittees ahead of a crucial deadline.
Senate Pro Tem Greg Treat laid down a few, quote, expectations ahead of Monday's historic state budget summit with House Speaker Charles McCall, Governor Kevin Stitt, and other House and Senate leaders. But one stood out.
I want to be abundantly clear that our subcommittees will not be cut out of this process.
Legislative subcommittees are the teams of lawmakers nailing down the nitty-gritty details of state spending during public meetings. But Treat's commitment to what he calls a more transparent process means little progress on actual budgetary agreements, as Senate subcommittee members stick to their original positions on most issues. Meanwhile, House Republicans and Governor Stitt have expressed flexibility in their state spending plans to accommodate an income tax cut, which the Senate refuses to humor. Lawmakers have until May 31st to conclude the legislative session. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma tribal leaders went before Congress Tuesday requesting increased funding for law enforcement. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports this need for resources comes in the wake of the Supreme Court's McGirt decision affirming tribal sovereignty and the right to prosecute on tribal lands.
The McGirt ruling had a significant impact on Indian country, particularly on the Cherokee and Muscogee nations whose leaders testified before the U.S. Appropriations Committee. Cherokee Nation leaders say they've filed over 10,000 criminal cases since McGirt, compared to 100 before the ruling. Carson Ball is the Muscogee Nation's self-government coordinator. He says his tribe's funding has increased, but it's insufficient.
Our Light Horse Police, which is our law enforcement, currently they receive about $4 million a year, and we ran the minimum amount they would need to be at capacity. And for just the amount of criminal activity we're seeing, we're looking at $12 million.
That's a third of what Ball says the nation needs to maintain its police force. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Public witness hearings continue this week before Congress, with multiple tribal leaders speaking up about issues like environment and health. Learn more at KGOU.org. In sports, the Big 12 softball tournament begins this afternoon as Kansas and Houston face off. The winner of that game will advance to play the second seed Oklahoma Sooners tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Although they've won the national championship each of the past 3 years, the Sooners have lost 6 games this season. That's more than the last 2 seasons combined. This will be the Sooners' final Big 12 softball tournament as they move to the SEC next season. Meanwhile, the third-seed Oklahoma State Cowgirls open play tomorrow morning at 11 against the BYU Cougars. All games will take place at the newly named Devon Park, formerly known as the USA Softball Hall of Fame Complex in Oklahoma City. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.